This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Daniel Hintz, Executive Director of Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. This is the first Wednesday of the month, Daniel.
This is the first Wednesday of the month.
What? In a couple of days, we have the first Friday.
We have.
That's a big thing for you.
It is a big thing. First of all, I really hope the weather was better than our first Friday in March. The luck of the Irish wasn't with us then. However,
it was very Irish-like, though.
It was very. If you were somewhere on the cliffs facing the wind,
yes.
Though without the panoramic view.
Yes.
But we are really, really excited about this first Friday. You know, we're trying to shake them up, as I mentioned earlier on in the conversations that we've had. Shake up a couple of these first Fridays. Make them a little bit different. And this one is a prime example of that. Normally, we have a main stage and musicians and other things in our vendors. This one is all about street performers. And it's basically the first Friday street fair, starting with one of our big sponsors, Vita Coco. They're bringing a whole integrated tropical scene with samples. Great way to celebrate spring is with hulas and coconut water. But it's great product. You can hang out there.
Hula dancing.
Yeah, okay, sure. Gotcha. We're looking at some opportunity. But when we look at the performances and what's going on, we actually have Peter Irish, who's the world foot bag champion.
Yes, he is.
Juggles 5 foot bags with his hands, 3 with his feet while walking around the square. So he'll be performing.
He's world famous. Now, I know this because there are some juggling festivals around Northwest Arkansas. And you mentioned his name, and it's like mentioning Willie Mays to a baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
This guy is no small potatoes.
No, this is a big deal.
He may juggle small potatoes. I don't know, but he's no small potatoes.
And juggle both with hands and feet.
Exactly.
We also have Dan Sayers, who's the 4-time world champion juggler as well. That would be on the square.
Another superstar.
In addition, we have acrobats, unicyclers, slackline performers, which is basically a slat tightrope.
Yeah. Have you ever seen someone do that?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird how it all happens.
But it's really cool.
Oh, yes, it is.
Really,
you don't
cool
understand how
watch.
It's happening.
We have magicians. We have fire-breathing people. it's crazy.
I don't think they breathe fire.
Well,
they eat it, right?
They eat it.
Yeah.
And then they belch it forth, perhaps. But it's going to be pretty cool. We basically have folks coming from Texas, Louisiana, Colorado, Minnesota, Iowa, and Arkansas. And so, once again, we're not necessarily having a main stage performance. There will be performances happening all over the square.
That sounds so fun.
What's really cool with this entire concept is we're going to have a busking competition. And if you're not familiar with the word busking, it basically is a tip that you provide to a street performer.
Famous like in San Francisco and Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Exactly.
Guys and gals on street corners playing great music.
Mm-hmm. And you come by and you throw $1, $2, right. $5, $10, whatever you feel like it. So basically all the performers in the area will have those tip jars, those busking jars in front of them. You can actually come to the downtown Bentonville booth and actually get $25 worth of busking bucks for $20. And then you put those coins
to distribute them as you wish.
Exactly. And whoever ends up with the most busking bucks wins the entire competition.
Winner take all?
Winner take all. So there's an opportunity for these buskers to just get out there and really have a good time and compete with each other. And it's all real, real fun stuff. We're working with the Institute of Juggalology, who are down here in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. They've taken a big leadership role in creating an environment in Northwest Arkansas about street performers and things. And so they're working with us to really help mold and sculpt this really fun, cool, and different First Friday.
I just have to ask, you got jugglers, you got musicians, you got fire eaters, you have unicyclists and tie rope and slack rope folks. You know what you don't see anymore? Plate spinners.
Wow.
Do you have any plate spinners?
You know, that's a question. Perhaps I'll ask them to bring some plate spinners.
You remember on Ed Sullivan?
Oh, yeah.
There would be guys who would.
Absolutely.
And you'd keep them going.
And then the dog in front that would just do flips.
Exactly.
We don't have enough flipping dogs.
I have never seen in person a plate spinner.
Really?
Right.
Just go home.
No.
Just spin it with your finger.
No, it doesn't. But this sounds like a lot of fun. And the great thing is you bounce back and forth.
Absolutely. I mean, basically, you can just wander around the square. And like every other First Friday, you can wander into the local retailers who are doing specials, looking at the galleries, going to grab some dinner. You pop back out, get to see basically one-of-a-kind opportunities to see some of these amazing street performers.
And walk into, like, Table Mesa or Tuscan Trotter and tell them you're a plate spinner.
Yes.
And see if they...
That's just called a waiter or waitress in most restaurants.
Right, that's right. All right. So it takes place Friday.
Yes, it does take place Friday. Okay. Absolutely. And if you want more information on what's going on, you can go to our website at www.downtownbentonville.org or give our office a call, 479-254-0254.